Last Sunday's gospel was very challenging. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Our following of Christ must be all or nothing. Having said that, the hard sayings we confronted last week need to be balanced against today's scriptures. The Gospels ask us for a total giving of ourselves, not for the sake of denial, but as the only way to find our true selves. And we also need to remember that our God is a God of infinite patience and compassion as we stumble and fumble our way through life. The focal points of today's readings are peace and consolation. The first reading from Zechariah speaks of a king entering Jerusalem riding on a young donkey. The scene is one of humility and peace. He rides on a placid donkey rather than on a prancing war horse. And this is confirmed later in the words, "The warrior's bow shall be banished, and he shall proclaim peace to the nations." Our God is a king of peace. And that means not just an absence of violence, but a deep inner peace. Shalom. Jesus, who's identified with the king in Zechariah, also brings us peace. He is the Prince of Peace, who tells us, "Come to me, all who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest." Whatever demands Jesus demands of us, he always wants to be the source of our comfort, consolation, forgiveness, and reconciliation. When we are in pain or facing grave difficulties, we know that he stands in solidarity with us. Jesus is not a magician who will make our troubles vanish, but we turn to him to restore our peace. He will give us peace not from our pain, but within our pain. In the Garden of Gethsemane, faced with imminent torture, arrest, and execution, Jesus did not want to endure it. He begged his Father to spare him. "Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me." But he ended his prayer by saying, "Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." He came to an inner peace. His prayer in the garden was answered, although not in the way he originally requested. Here we have what we might say are the two sides of the gospel coming together. On the one hand, Jesus makes that absolute and total surrender of himself into God's hands, but at the same time experiences the rest that comes to those who labor and are burdened. There's a similar example in the life of Saint Paul. He had an ailment which caused him much distress, and in the second letter to the Corinthians we read, "Three times I begged the Lord about this, that it should be taken away." God answered his prayer, but again, not in the way that he had asked. He was told instead, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness." Paul's infirmity, far from being an obstruction to preaching the gospel, in fact, made the power of Christ more visible. And later on, Paul would say, I will all the more gladly boast of my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." Like Jesus, Paul had found inner peace. There are some things that we can change in our lives, and it's up to us to do the changing. But there are many things we can't change, and we just need to live with them. Peace comes when we want, truly want, what God desires for us. Jesus says today, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. We think of yokes as heavy and oppressive pieces of wood laid on the shoulders of oxen. But the yoke is what allows the ox to pull the weight of a cart more easily. It's a burden, therefore, that's also a help. There's another way of understanding the image of the yoke. Consider it a double yoke where two oxen can work together. We now have, for me at least, the consoling image of Jesus yoked and pulling together with me. Take my yoke then becomes share my yoke. Where I go, Jesus goes alongside, pulling together with me, making my burden light enough to bear. Please stand.